What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Operation Dichotomy podcast, where our mission is to bridge the gap between you and me by embracing a culture of listening. Thanks for being with us here today, and we thank you for your time for just tuning in, as always. Today, we are not joined by Jedediah Kim, and I'm just here by myself. And because I'm here by myself, I'll try to keep it short and to the point. Because sometimes I have a problem with rambling, apparently. If you've been following along with us on our journey, since Sunday, so 2 days ago, we just started our most recent campaign, which is going to be our last campaign of 2020. And it's going to be a campaign called Love Listens. The idea behind the campaign itself is to do our part in ending child trafficking and exploitation. If you're not sure what child trafficking and exploitation is, there's a website called Love 146. It's spelled L-O-V-E and the numbers 146.com. They're the organization that we are partnering with to really, again, just to do our part in ending child trafficking and exploitation. It pretty much is what it sounds like. It means that there are children around this world who are literally trafficked and enslaved, either for sex or for work, and they have nothing, they can't do anything about it. There's nothing in their power that they can do to get out of the situation. It's kind of crazy that the world isn't talking about it more. I mean, it's crazy that the media is not talking about it every day. Like, I mean, come on, the fact that there are literally children as young as 3 or 4 years old, maybe even younger, that are being trafficked. How are we not talking about this? But because we're not talking about it, we as a society are not talking about it. It continues to exist because we don't step up and actually try to do something to stand up against it. It's still going on. And as a brand and as an individual, I guess this is our attempt to begin trying to do something about it. So for 2020, for December 2020, the end of this year, we're devoting our content and we're devoting our resources to play our part in ending child trafficking and exploitation. Again, we're working with Love 146 to do all this because they're the experts. And at the end of the day, what we're doing is just amplifying their voice and amplifying the work that they're already doing so that the people who are listening to this podcast and who might come across the content that we put online through Instagram or through our website, maybe they'll learn something. Maybe they'll be able to step up in their own little way, in their own little communities, and make an impact, which is pretty much what we preach anyways, right? The change doesn't happen always from top down. It happens from bottom up within our individual communities. That's what we want to do. That's what we stand for. That's what we stand for. And that's really what we're trying to push for with this campaign. So moving forward, here are some of the things that you're going to see. Yesterday, we shared some content about the myths and, oh, sorry. Yesterday, we shared some content about the facts and stats of human trafficking, just so you have an idea of what exists. Let me share some of these things with you, just in case you had no idea. First of all, at any given moment, there's an estimated 40.3 million people. Let me say that again, 40.3 million people that are being victimized in situations of trafficking and exploitation worldwide, and a quarter of them are children. Do the math. 40.3 million, 25% are children. That means over 10 million children are being trafficked and exploited throughout this world. 10 million, all right? 10 million children are enslaved. Number two, human trafficking is defined as any situation of exploitation that a person cannot refuse or leave because of threats, violence, coercion, deception, and or abuse of power. That's one definition of it. Swipe through, check out our content. There's about 7 or 8 of these. But the one that I want to point out that might be most new to you is the fact that human trafficking does not always look like what we are taught to think it looks like through media, through Hollywood, et cetera, et cetera. I know for me, when I think of human trafficking and really people just being enslaved for whatever purpose, I think of movies like Taken, where criminals will kidnap human beings, usually women or children. And in that context, take them somewhere, force them to work, force them into sex, force them into things that really no one should ever be ever exposed to. And that's what human trafficking is. And in reality, that might be a part of it, but I think the more common part and the more common way it happens, actually, I take that back. I don't know if it's more common, but I know it happens enough. But basically what happens is these kids, they're being trafficked out of their own homes. Right? Sometimes it's their parents. Sometimes it's their caregivers. But whoever it is not making it look like a crazy ordeal. And so if we're not trained as regular individuals to find signs of human trafficking victims and people who are currently being exploited, the children in your own neighborhood might be being trafficked right now and we'll have no idea. Does that scare you? Because it should. It happens in our backyards. It happens in the States. It doesn't happen by these crazy terrorist people who are stealing our kids away. It happens by the sickness of the close ones, these quote-unquote loved ones. It happens because of dire living circumstances. I won't get into too much detail about that because you'll hear more about it from Love 146 moving forward. But we have to know and we have to understand this is going on. Right? That's what this campaign is about. It's about raising awareness. It's about understanding what we can do to step up to stop this problem from happening. Because if we don't do it, no one else will. So going back to the content that we were talking about in the next 3.5 weeks, here's what to expect. We already shared about some facts and some stats. Right? It's just the tip of the iceberg. Go learn more for yourself. We're going to talk about some of the myths of human trafficking and child trafficking like we just talked about. And we also want to connect you with people that will teach us how to recognize these signs so that we can step in and do something. Not necessarily by doing all this heroic stuff where you see in movies and things like that, but just by connecting with the right people. When you see victims, potential victims, and you see signs, call these people because they don't know what to do. So we want to provide those resources. We're going to dedicate a couple of podcast episodes to this campaign. There's a woman, her name is Marilyn Monroe. That's not right. Marilyn Murray. Sorry, Marilyn Murray. I couldn't think of her last name. Marilyn, I'm sorry. I don't know, brain fart, I guess. She is the communications director at Love 146. She's been with Love 146 for over a decade now. She's very well versed in what's happening with that organization, but also with human trafficking and exploitation in general. So we have an episode with her where she's sharing a lot of inside, just a lot of details that we might not consider when we think of this issue. So make sure you tune in for that episode with Marilyn Murray. And of course, I'll be there as well as JD. And then we have another episode with our artist, Shin Meng. He is currently in Scotland and, let me just get into that right now too. First of all, check out our content. And the second thing that we're trying to do through this campaign is raise awareness. And the reason why we need to raise awareness is because people just aren't talking about this issue enough. And part of the reason why we don't talk about it enough, because it's not really dinner time conversation, right? It's not like you're going to meet somebody new and be like, hey, my name is Paul Kim. Hey, have you heard of the child trafficking exploitation problem? It's not one of those things that come up naturally. Not that it shouldn't be one of those things that we talk about and blast from the rooftops, but the fact of the matter is, it's not an easy conversation to bring up. And so what if we could create a design that leads to conversation? Because that's what apparel really is, right? It's supposed to be a conversation starter, at least within our brand. We want people to talk about the clothes. We want people to talk about the things that they see in our designs and in our apparel that leads to conversation, that leads to listening, and that leads to learning and growing. And because we wanted to make this a masterpiece, we teamed up with an artist. And like I said, his name is Shin Meng. This design is amazing. But the main purpose behind this design is to create conversation. And we're going to talk about why he created this specific design. We're going to talk about the stories that are embedded into the design, the creativity, and man, the conversations that can come up from this in order to help you talk about human trafficking and how we can end specifically child trafficking and exploitation. If there's ever been a tool that helps us talk about child trafficking exploitation, this is it. So make sure you check out the shirt. If you're not really into these bright designs that are intricate and amazing, and just buy one and hang it on the wall. That's probably what I'm going to do as well, just because it's so beautiful and tells the story of tells the story of a victim that's been freed and now is living a new life because people like you and me helped make it possible. Right? Long story short. So check that out. What else? Oh, yeah, check it out, buy it, and we're not going to profit at all from it. It's literally 100% of net proceeds are all going to Love 146, the nonprofit that we're working with to end child trafficking and exploitation. Right, as much as we'd like to be the experts, the fact of the matter is we're not. So we teamed up with some experts who are specifically trained to tackle this issue, and we're going to support them with the donations from this t-shirt. Again, buy it, donate. Man, if you don't want a t-shirt, if you really don't want a t-shirt, fine. Just go to Love 146 and support them directly. And of course, 100% of your donations will go support the cause as well. In fact, that might be even better. And if you're particularly able, you can do both. So anyways, like I said before, the shirt, while the profits are going to Love 146, the purpose of the apparel itself really just is to be able to help us talk about it. Silence is no longer an option. I mean, I can quote for you, man, quote after quote about how when good people don't stand up, that's when the bad crap happens. Silence is, I guess I can't quote for you all these quotes because I can't remember them, but silence is not an option. And if we don't want to bring up the topic by ourselves out of the blue, maybe we can wear something that provokes that conversation and provokes somebody else to ask us about what it is that we're wearing, and thus naturally lead into this conversation that raises awareness about this crazy travesty that's going on in our world, in our country today. And last but not least, I was going to say how you can be involved, but I think I just told you. We're going to create content, and we're going to share a lot of content. If at the very least, you can share that content with your community, more people that know that this is a problem, the better it is. Right? The more people that are aware of the child trafficking and exploitation problem that's going on today, the better it is for these victims, the better it is for the nonprofits who are working to end it, because hey, if no one's aware, we're never going to solve the issue. So just share the content. It's free. It's easy. Just click that share button. And then, like I said, buy the shirt, donate to Love 146. There are other great organizations as well. OUR, Operation Underground Railroad, is another big one, another great one. But we chose to work with Love 146 for various reasons, which I won't get into here. But make sure you support them as well. If you ever have any questions about anything, I know it's been my own little mini rant for the last 10, 15, 20, however many minutes this is at this point. But if you ever have questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to us at Operation Dichotomy. You can reach out to me, Paul Kim, personally at Who Is Paul Kim. Obviously, we're at OperationDichotomy.com. And also connect with Love 146 at Love 146. At Love 146. We'll continue to refer all of our audience over to them because they're the experts. But if you heard this now, go check them out at Love 146. Check out how big this problem is and how crazy it is that this problem still exists today and will continue to exist if you and I don't step up and even do one small thing about it. So that's it for today, guys. Tune in with us next week as we get into some deeper content regarding child trafficking and exploitation and how we're going to step up and try to stop it. Follow along with us at Operation Dichotomy. And until next time, everyone. Thanks. I feel the divine.